Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney, joined by Will.
Hey.
And returning once again to make us all laugh with his insanity, it's Mark.
Hey, guys.
Mark, actually, I don't think you've been on the podcast for a while, but the best episode is the one where you're raging about Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, yeah. And that kind of goes into our topic today, too.
It does. Today we're going to be talking about why new games seem to be coming up short in terms of content and in terms of impressing the overall crowd. And yeah, we'll break all that down today. And we'll also talk about a couple of other things, a couple milestone things in the industry. One is Charles Martinet, who's the voice of Mario, has Super Smash Bros. Ultimate was his 100th time playing Mario. So Guinness Book of World Records gave him a little piece of paper. And basically created a category for him, so that's really cool. But anyways, why don't we jump into it and talk about why games are shit? That's all coming up right now. So, yeah, I've been trying to edit this video for a while, why new games suck, but, I've been having a bunch of issues with Adobe Premiere Pro, not being able to handle media. It's been really frustrating, but, so yeah, once someone will slap Adobe Premiere Pro's PP, then we'll get that video up for you guys. But, anyway, so, what's everyone playing right now?
Multiple games.
Pretty much, yeah. Will, you're always playing, you know, two or three at a time. Yeah. I've mainly been playing Smash, but yeah.
I've been playing NBA 2K19, WWE 2K19, and I went back to Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Nice. Yeah, Smash has been great. I didn't realize how goddamn long the adventure mode was.
Yeah, it's big. Like, as soon as you think you've discovered the map, like, that whole other part just keeps coming.
Yeah. And I'm getting much better, Will, by the way. Like, I love doing one-on-one fights with level 9 computers because it's just, like, it's great.
Some of the fights are still bullshit.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree. There's some that are totally one-sided, like I was saying in the last podcast. Like, you know, The ones I hate the most are where they have thick armor or a big buff defense and they don't flinch because like those ones they destroy you.
No, dude, you know the ones that suck is the ones that summon assist trophy fighters.
Yeah,
and they are prone to running away.
Yeah, I know. It's nonsense.
Like, have you done the one for Paulina?
I think, like I said, I think they're all randomized because the ones you've described to me. Have been a little bit okay. Have been different.
All right, well, the one for Paulina takes you to the freaking old style Donkey Kong with the ladders and
oh yes, I have done
Mario
that one.
Guy has the goddamn hammer.
Yeah, no, like, I have done that one. That one is bullshit.
Did you beat it?
Yeah, I beat it. I fucking...
Oh, you are a champ, man. Because as soon as I got, like, Paulina down to a little bit, Donkey Kong finally caught up to me and just, like, flicked a finger. He's like, fuck you.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. You force Peach up to the very, very top, corner her, and then grab her and just throw her into the abyss, and she dies.
Oh, okay. Because that is some bullshit, man. Like, I was losing it.
That's how you beat the ones I was talking about, where it's a stamina battle, and they have high defense, and they don't flinch. You just lure them to the edge, grab them, and then throw them off into death. Yeah.
Did you beat the Mega Man one?
No, fuck that one.
Willy?
I was just gonna bring that one up next. So Mark, I have to fight 8 Mega Man, but I fight 2 at a time. All of them are metal. Yeah. All of them are metal, and they all have like high defense. It's like fucked up. Like I can't. Like it's not even possible. I got right fucked. Like 2 minutes. Like not even 2 minutes in. Like 30 seconds in, I'm getting right fucked.
Just right fucked. Yeah.
Oh. So. Anyways,
you can't even block. Like I'm playing on easy because I'm not very good at Smash, and I'm just trying to learn how to get back into it and enjoy myself, not like totally frustrated. And that one there, like, gave me trouble. I had to switch to Kirby and just try to float, because those two Mega Man just double teaming you the whole time, like, wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's the same with everything. I was getting super, like, because, like, NBA and WWE, they both take a lot of fucking skill. Like, just both games are, like, really complex with the control. Like, NBA and WWE, they're both really complex with the controls, and there's a lot of advanced stuff, like, oh, rotate the joystick sideways and then do a 360 with it and you'll do this crazy move. And so I was playing both games on pro, getting super frustrated on both of them. Well, WWE not so much, because I've played them before, so I knew kind of the controls. Once I figured it out, I can probably play on pro now. But NBA is a game I've never ever played, and I was playing on pro and I was getting ready to toss the controller, just shit kicked every time until I put it down. And now you're right. Like, now you can actually learn the game on rookie. And once you, like, don't need to think of the controls anymore, it's like, it's a beautiful thing.
They come to you.
And Smash is the same way. It's a very complex game. It's like, I would get super frustrated trying to, like, I'd have to play on rookie for sure.
Yeah. I'm playing on hard right now. But I seem to be doing okay.
Oh, good for you.
There's a couple of... There's a couple of fucking maps. Like, I was streaming last week, and I was getting so fucking pissed off at this one match I was playing. It was so goddamn rigged, and I literally rage quit and fucking stopped the stream.
Yeah, see, I can see that. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, anyways, yeah, no, it's a fun game. I'm enjoying it, and I'm really happy that the development team has accepted it as acknowledging all the little tricks that the pros are doing, like perfect shields and... dodge canceling, whatever the fuck.
Did you finish? Did you finish it, or are you stuck at that rage quit moment?
Keep going.
No, I know, but like, are you stuck? Are you stuck now in the adventure mode because you can't beat that one part?
I'm past it now. I beat it, but
okay,
yeah. Sometimes
stuff like that makes me rage quit, and then I'd like, if I can't do it the next time, oh boy, it'll be a good solid 3 months before I pick up the game again.
Yeah, totally. All right, so go ahead.
One sec, Rodney. I found another boss too, like Giga Bowser.
Yeah, me too. It was that mecha dude.
Yeah, how did you handle him?
I beat him with Captain Falcon because I had neutral special spirit, and I had... Yep. I found the best fucking spirit there ever was.
Which one?
It's the Great Fairy. Whenever you get,
I have it, yeah.
Yeah, whenever you get critical damage, it heals you. Like, it gives you, like, an extra, like... if you're doing an HP battle, it'll give you 60 extra HP, and if you're doing regular battle, I think it'll, like, lower you down to, like, 25 or 30%, so that's freaking great. But, I use Captain Falcon, and you just have to read his moves and dodge them. And then, don't always do a Falcon Punch, but if you can get a Falcon Punch in there, like, that takes away, like, a good chunk of his health.
Yeah. I'm going with my go-to character right now. I'm sticking with Kirby.
I was using Kirby. Kirby was doing it, too. And I like how he's light, so when he attacks you, then it's
you can just like get out of the way.
Yeah.
When he goes into the car mode and just like races around the map for the back and forth, that does some damage.
Totally. And what was the other thing that fucking killed me? Oh, when he grabs you, you just got to mash A or whatever, and then you'll break out of it. But if you have a higher percent damage, then it takes you more time to get out.
Yeah. It's funny, though. It's not really like a grab. He just puts you in his palms and starts crushing you.
Yeah, but I mean, I did the same thing with Giga Bowser. I just learned his attack patterns and then used Marth to fuck him up.
But it took me like 3 tries, I think, before I beat him.
Yeah. Anyway, so why don't we move on to our main topic here? So the good thing about Super Smash Brothers, and actually just Nintendo in general, is they have a very long development period. So when they release their game, like, it's fucking ready. You know? Like, there's hardly any bugs, and, you know, there might be rebalancing here and there, well, obviously for a game like Smash Brothers, where there's 72 different characters.
But you can't really compare a game like a Super Mario game, even Smash, like, you can't compare a game like that to, like, Red Dead, which is, like, almost, like, 5 times its size.
No, I know.
The world, and, like, when you're creating, like, and Smash is, like, a sandbox too. When you're creating like a thing, it's like there's gonna be bugs. It's like it's inevitable.
Well,
no, but I mean, then compare Red Dead with Zelda.
Yeah, and
still,
Breath of the Wild was sandbox, dude, and I think almost still, as big as Red Dead.
And what I'm getting at is,
it still had bugs though. Zelda still had bugs when it first came out.
No, I know, but what I'm getting at is Nintendo sticks with the longer development periods. They usually run about 4 years for a development period, and the new games, specifically freaking Call of Duty and Battlefield, where they're pumping out, you know, new games every couple years, it's like they only have a 2-year development period, and they're trying to make a game, you know, bigger, on a bigger scale than even Breath of the Wild, some of them.
With Battlefield 5?
Don't even get me fucking started on Battlefield 5.
No, those games, I agree, but like games like Red Dead, like that was in development for at least 4 or 5 years.
Try 10.
I knew it was a long time.
I'm sure it was probably shelved at some point. They're like, yeah, we have a good idea.
Then you get games like State of Decay that come out for Xbox that were in development for probably 4 or 5 years, and they're just trash.
Yeah.
And they still have bugs.
Same thing, Sea of Thieves.
Oh, no, I think Sea of Thieves was hella rushed. I really do. I really think that, because I remember they announced Sea of Thieves, I think, not this E3, but the E3 before, and everyone was like fucking just stoked that this game was coming out. And Microsoft's like, oh, nice, we have a new IP coming out, and everyone's super stoked for it. Like, let's fucking pump it out. Let's get it out. And, I think they released it way too early, because between the beta and the final game, there was hardly any differences.
You know what? That doesn't even bother me. Like, that bothers me more than releasing a game full of glitches. I'll take a game full of glitches. Just fucking give me something to do. Like, Sea of Thieves is a prime example of, like, bare bones of what, like, the skeleton should look like. And there was just nothing to do. Like, that's beta right there. Red Dead Online, same thing. Is like, there's just nothing to do. Like, you have this great, crazy world that's 10 years in development, and then you rush online, and even if you call it a beta, it's still super annoying, because, like, I played Red Dead Online for the first 2 weeks, and then it's just like, I got tired of it, because it's like, what do? I've played the shit out of the game modes. I've, like, terrorized kids for as long as I can. It's like, there needs to be more for me to keep going back to it and playing it religiously.
Yeah, Mark me needs more kid terrorizing themed games in the future.
Oh, it's fun terrorizing. You can tell when you're shooting kids too.
And then you can just hear their high pitched squeal.
They'll run around in circles, aim their gun at you for 5 seconds, and then I've already shot them.
Taking
their stuff.
I'm so bored of Red Dead. Honestly, like, I know Will was saying, well, you got to play more. You're only I'm a little bit further than Legendary Bear, but I'm still in where the first camp was, and I'm so bored with it.
Oh, he's gotta man, play more. That's he's the beginning of the game. You're not even like the first quarter through.
Oh, I know, so but I'm good, like, dude. I played for it's 10 hours.
It's freaking a masterpiece.
Least. Yeah, I've played for 10 hours, and
that doesn't mean anything.
No, I know, but like, if I've played for 10 hours and it's still fucking not hooking me, I don't know.
So. I mean, I would agree with that because even Will was like. Will was really critical of it at first, and he was like, "This is so boring." He's like, "I might not." I wasn't as critical as you. You were really harsh on it, and I said, "I'm going to give it some time. I'm going to let the story fold out," and it did.
Nice.
But yeah. I mean, you got to give it a chance.
Anyways, yeah. So
it's like a Quentin Tarantino movie, but a video game.
Anyways, so in the video, I definitely am mentioning about like the pressure they're feeling from other developers to release basically to counter games. So the example I'm going to use in the video is say like Battlefield 10 gets announced and they're like, yeah, we're going to release on like November 30th, and then like Call of Duty 2525 is like, fuck, you know, like we better do something about that. So they, you know, say they release their game and, you know, 10 months after that, like in the next year, and they're like, nah, we got to rival Battlefield, right? So, because they'll take a hit in sales if they release that game, and then 10 months later, Call of Duty comes out. So they basically, like, pull it up, and they're like, hey, because notice how all these fucking games come out at the same time, right? So,
They're months apart.
Yeah, not even months. They're like fucking a week or 2 weeks apart.
Well, Battlefield was like a month or two apart, wasn't it?
No, it was originally supposed to be released October 21st or something, and they got pushed. Yeah, they got pushed because it wasn't fucking ready. And that's the thing too, like with the final game, because I played the final game and there's only two of the fucking six modes available, and I'm like, the fuck.
I know.
Anyways, so yeah, if they pull the release date up, and now it's like, you know, now you got a fucking development team that's being rushed and pressured to fucking pump out a game in like 5 months instead of 15.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I think, like, what do you think the most polished, like, for as big as it was, I think Red Dead was probably like one of the more polished video games with that big of. With like that big a world.
Yeah.
Like, it had its glitches, yes, but like for what it is, every game is gonna have them. It's for like, unless like, I don't know if you count Assassin's Creed in there, because like if you do, Assassin's Creed was pretty polished. Like, I don't really, there's no bugs or glitches in that. But then again, that's not an online. I don't know if you can hold them to the same standard, because one's a single player story and the other's. Relies on, you know, internet and other players and stuff.
Yeah.
I honestly, dude, I think Breath of the Wild was pretty fucking polished. You had to try really, really fucking hard to find any sort of anything in that game that wasn't right.
Yeah.
It was pretty fucking polished.
Yeah, I don't count that game because we're talking about, like, I don't know.
What's fucking with you and hating on Nintendo? You're just like, no, you can't count that shit.
They don't count. Grow up, and then we'll freaking talk.
Oh. All right. Mark's banned from future podcasts. Yeah.
Sacrilege.
Gonna have a death threat sent to my house.
Yeah, the episode, we have Reggie Filame on the episode. Mark is not invited.
No, I still like it. Like, I still like Nintendo. Yeah, yeah. I'm just, I don't know.
But in terms of a non-Nintendo game, I can't really even think of one. Like, yeah, Red Dead is pretty polished, other than the...
Well, Assassin's Creed was pretty polished. Anything Quantic, they're pretty polished.
They have a huge development period, though. They don't pump out games left and right.
No.
They do one game at a time, and then once that game's out for a little bit, they'll start working on announcing their next game.
So, and here's the other thing, too, is, you know, I'm going back to what I said, where they pull up dates to kind of rival other games coming out. So, if they rush the development period now, they're going to shave off... They're going to find ways to shave off time, and I think the number one thing they shave off is quality assurance, like 100 fucking percent, because there's just... Mm-hmm. like Battlefield, there were so many fucking glitches that you just experienced just playing the game that it's like, it's fucking embarrassing that that made it to the final game. Like the no, yeah. The no weapon glitch. Did you play Battlefield 5 at all, Mark?
I played a demo for it, yeah. Well, I did, but I didn't really know, like, I didn't notice any no weapon glitch. Like, I didn't, my experience for Battlefield was just dying all the time. Yeah. It wasn't glitchy. It wasn't really glitchy for me. I didn't notice a lot of it when I played the demo or the beta.
Well, I mean, I played probably 25-30 hours of Battlefield 5, and
So you're well adversed in them, yeah.
Yeah, and the no weapon glitch happened to me so fucking frequently. It was goddamn annoying. So basically, you'll spawn in, say, as a scout, and then, you know, after, you know, dying fucking 25 fucking times, you're kind of done being a scout. So then you go to change your class, so you'll change to, like, assault, and then you'll spawn in, and you won't have any fucking weapons whatsoever. You won't have a primary or a secondary. You don't even have a goddamn fucking knife, for Christ's sake. You have a hammer, and that's to, like, build shit, and that's all you can do. And, sometimes you can just, like, you just wait a bit, and I think what's happening is the game, like, assets aren't loading or something, and so if you wait, like, a couple minutes, and you know, in cover or something, usually that kind of fixes it, and sometimes it doesn't. You have to revert back to the scout class, and then all your weapons show up because they've already loaded those assets in, so, like, I don't fucking know. It was just really stupid and really annoying that I have to wait around for 5 minutes for my goddamn weapons to load in.
Oh, yeah, 100%, and especially it being, like, like a competitive game, it's like, man, this should not be happening. This should not be happening. Zero. Like, with a story-driven game, I can kind of put up with it a little bit. Or, like, because it's not, it doesn't really matter, the grand scheme. And, like, it'll fix itself in a second. But if it's happening quite a bit, and especially, like, a competitive shooter,
yeah,
like Fortnite or anything like that, then that's super annoying.
And especially if, like, that's the main whole fucking point of the game, is you need a weapon to fucking play the game, and now I can't play the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't believe, and I looked it up. Apparently, that was an issue in past Battlefield games too. That specific glitch. So it's like, why is this happening again? You know, like this should, they should have this fucking figured out if it's happened in the past.
Yeah,
yeah. You would think so, right?
I think they've released a patch. I think it's been fixed since, like, since I released the video and was bitching about it. I think they've released a patch that's fixed it. But fuck.
Since we're true. And since we're talking about broken and shitty games, I'm surprised we haven't brought up Fallout 76 yet.
Well, I haven't played it.
I haven't played it either, but I've only seen shitty fucking things about it.
I haven't played it either, but I've probably watched a few hours of it, and it does not look good. Like, it looks terrible.
That's another example of a rush game, 100%.
Oh, that's, yeah, 100%, yeah. There's just nothing like it's just weird, because, like, from the people who bring you Skyrim and Elder Scrolls and all that good stuff, they just rush this out and try and cram this down your throat, and oh, people will buy it, don't worry, it's Fallout.
I don't think that's what it was. I think they were trying something different, and that different just didn't work with people.
And yeah, I was just going to actually kind of say that, because with Skyrim and Elder Scrolls Online, like, they have this lore and this game foundation that they're just building upon already.
Yeah, but so did Fallout. Fallout 4 was incredible, and no, Fallout 3 was even
I know,
was
but
good too.
Fallout 76 tried to fucking reinvent the wheel in a way.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Wasn't it full MMO? Like, Fallout 76 only allowed 12 people in your world. Where,
yeah.
Mark, you and I know, we run into like 40 people in one city just in Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, that was stupid. They you can't have only 12 people on them there. So dumb.
Yeah, that's what I mean, right? So, like, it
and
wasn't
just
an
like
MMO.
Taking out story too.
Yeah,
like, there's absolutely no story, no rhyme or reason. Just collect guns.
Yeah, I've never been into Fallout. I have played Fallout.
I've
so
never been either.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I didn't give it a chance. I played Fallout 3, which is apparently the best one, and I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I've played Fallout 3 as well, and I couldn't get into it. It wasn't my game.
And same thing with Metro. Like, even when I was playing the demo with you at PAX, well, mind you, yours didn't fucking work, but. Yeah, I wasn't really digging it either.
Yeah, I got to be honest, I hated that game. It wasn't that great at all.
Yeah. I love Metro, even... so watch what you say.
Yeah.
We'll have a
It looked beautiful. I'll give you that. It looked really good. Just no context, just there, just I don't know. They didn't do a good job of selling the demo of it at all either.
Mm-hmm.
Meh. Yeah, it was alright. But
Yeah,
I think games need you know what? We work in the film and television industry, and the way we do it over here in North America is ridiculously it's centered around getting the studio their product now. You know, that's why we do freaking 18 to 20 hour days on set, and that's why we shoot an episode.
They don't kill if they're going to kill us.
Yeah, they shoot episodes in 7 days, and you know, they get their TV show now. Whereas everywhere over in Europe and France and all them, they have a different way of doing it, and they focus more on the product rather than getting their product now.
The content itself.
Yeah, so I think the game industry in North America is also very centered around getting their products now, because I mean, obviously Nintendo's based in Japan, and you know, they have a long development period. I mean, I shit on them all you want, Mark, but anytime I play a Nintendo game, it's fucking finished. It's ready. It's good. You know, they put a lot of thought and a lot of time and energy into it, and there's passion in the work. Whereas, not saying there's not passion here, but it just seems like they're just fucking whatever, you know, release it and we'll patch it later kind of shit.
Well, and I mean, that all depends, because that's not all. There's only a couple of games like that. I mean, if you a lot of PlayStation exclusive games are on point. Spider-Man on point.
Yeah, Spider-Man was on point. Yeah,
no glitches in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It all depends on the game, I think, because Spider-Man was really good. I didn't have a problem with that. And then The Last of Us, I played that game. I didn't experience any glitches in that one.
But
that
was, you didn't that was great. Play when it came out.
I played after. I played way later, actually.
That's what I mean. So by that time, anything that was broken would have already been fixed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't play Last of Us either at launch, so I don't really know. But
I haven't played Last of Us at all because I don't have a PS. So
that's something you're gonna fix that, man.
For Boxing Day.
Yeah, no, you guys can get me that for Christmas.
You got a wife.
Oh, the wife won't... Okay, let's get something out on the open here. The fucking wife wants me to play video games for 2.5 hours a week. She ain't buying me a fucking PS. It's not happening.
Yeah. She would just laugh at you for even suggesting the idea. She'd be like, what, are you sick? Are you new here?
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what the fuck?
You also have a brother.
Okay, sorry, I just realized in the background, I have a bunch of sound foam in just sitting in the corner. It's the stuff you got me from Fraserwood, Will, and my cat is just going to town. So you guys keep talking, I'm going to just step away for a moment.
Yeah, sounds good. what do you think? Is it Fitz or Kitty?
I say Fitz. I say Fitz, yeah.
Fitz seems like the troublemaker.
Well, Kitty's probably just hiding. Actually, no one's there, right? She's probably out.
Yeah, Fitz is always the one hiding.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, dude. WWE is frustrating, though. Even on Rookie, it's frustrating. Because it's there's nothing you can do when you're, losing, when you're, especially for, and it's just, my wrestler, because I haven't actually played with, a good wrestler yet. My wrestler, just whenever he gets not down there in health, he just lies there, and then I'm just come on, get up.
No, does this game not have the level up system like all the other ones?
It does.
Then you got to put more points into your stamina and stuff so that you can take a beating.
I know how it works.
Okay,
but it's still early on. I've just joined SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm back now with my cat. So
Skitty or Fitz?
Fitz.
Score.
I'll pick him up and he'll probably make a noise. Mr. Fitz? His face is hilarious though. Anyways, so we've talked about DLC before on this podcast a couple times.
Yeah.
And basically I think I'm just such a big freaking hater on DLC because I'm gonna release a picture.
Why?
Because they're basically release. I was kind of gonna get into it in the video, where, for example, let's bring up Battlefield 5 once again. They. Oh my god.
Did she seriously just?
She came in here when you guys were talking and asked if she can do laundry, and I'm like, no, you can't do laundry. I'm recording, and I said that was like when we were 6 minutes in, and I'm like, yeah, no, just wait until we're done, and then she's like, okay, and then she fucking does it anyway.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic wife move.
I know. Anyways, so yeah, a game like Battlefield 5. So they rush the shit out of it. They release it. Not done. There's two fucking game modes available. And then it basically they just have DLC now. They're like, oh, you know, here's the rest of the game, but you have to buy it. It's like, fuck off. Like, why am I paying $80 for a game that's half done?
I agree with you there because now they've just found a way to charge more money for games. Like Assassin's Creed Odyssey, perfect thing. Like you get the game and then, oh, but like $120 and you'll get $120 instead of $80 and you get all four of the DLCs, which is, it's a money grab. But
yeah, it is. But
let me finish. But when, with Battlefield and shit like that, it's probably super annoying. But when you actually get a game like Assassin's Creed where you're like, it's incredible, and you finish it, you're like, oh, I wish there was something I could buy to make this go. Yeah, right? So
see,
I agree with DLC in that respect, where it's like, it continues the freaking the game that you loved.
Yeah, no, I hear you there for sure. I don't think that those particular things should be called DLCs. I think those should be called expansions. Like they were in the old days.
Which they are. They still are. If you go onto the Assassin's Creed website, the content is called expansion.
It's a mix between DLC. Everyone calls it the DLCs, though.
Yeah.
It's just slang, right?
Yeah,
But let's go back, like, Elder Scrolls Oblivion.
Yeah.
It had tons of DLC, but it also had expansions. But do you remember one of those said DLC? It was $15 horse armor. Fucking armor.
$15. And you bought it too, didn't you?
No, I didn't. That was $15 for fucking horse armor that was only cosmetic.
Yeah, you buy that stuff all the time. You probably did.
I didn't.
It's probably because it didn't look cool. Like, and I mean, even microtransactions are starting to kind of dwindle away. I'm kind of noticing with the new games because it's catching a lot of fucking heat.
Well, some Red Dead still sure brought them in back.
Yeah, Red Dead's got them. Assassin's Creed has them. But it's the loot boxes that I'm glad to see done away with. Like, I have no problem spending money on something that I know I'm actually getting.
Yeah, the loot boxes thing. Well, but that's the thing too, is Elder Scrolls has loot boxes too. They're fucking still there.
Yeah, but their loot boxes are a little different because Elder Scrolls is mostly all cosmetic. I'm not paying for anything. Like, you know, when you open those their crates, right? Like the new one, I can't remember. I think it's the Hallowed, or no, I don't even know. Oh, it's the Zanmir crate for
the
new
same. Yeah.
It is the same thing, but I'm talking, like, cosmetic crates I don't really care about too much because, you know, it's not going to affect my gameplay. It's more of me just spending money on a chance to get something else, I guess. It's still gambling, yes, but then when you take into account, say,
there's a bunch of shit you can get. There's like mounts and then there's shitty potions. So it's not just all cosmetic stuff.
A mount is a cosmetic no matter how you look at it. A mount is, but
potions aren't.
I think
but all those potions are garbage.
I think if you buy a loot box, it should have shit in there that you don't already have. Like 100%.
I would agree with you there, but it'll never do that because of the algorithm that goes into making them.
Yeah.
It's just a random roll of the dice.
Yeah, I know, but if I'm spending money and I get the same five fucking things I already have, I'm going to be pissed.
But see, the one thing with Elder Scrolls, though, is as soon as you get an item you already have, they give you crystals.
Okay, yeah, actually, no, I was going to bring up in-game currency, because this is kind of one thing Battlefield's done right. I think you can buy, I can't confirm this because I haven't checked because I don't fucking care, I think you can buy in-game currency with real money in Battlefield 5, but you can also gain in-game currency by just playing the fucking game. So you can still buy all the stuff you want, but if you want to just buy some more stuff and you know, then that's fine. I think that's fine. As long as there, you know, if you want a small boost in buying whatever the fuck you want to buy, then sure, go ahead and spend some money.
2K does the same thing. So like, I'm playing 2K basketball in 2019 and I have the my player created player. And as you're going through story mode, each game you play, your guy makes a certain amount of money from his contract. And then if you do bonuses, if you play good, essentially you can make money too. And then with that money, you can make your guy even better. So you can buy a pack of money, or it's just like a pack of coin to make your guy better now. Or you can do it the long and hard way and do it through hours of grinding.
Don't forget about cosmetics either, like tattoos, hairstyle.
Oh, yeah, see, yeah, I haven't really spent any... Well, that's perfect too, because like I spent all my money on making my guy better. Yeah. I didn't spend any money because it's expensive, so...
Oh, yeah, like, remember Tam told us last year he spent like $40, $20 on each arm to get sleeve tattoos.
Hey, the heart wants what the heart wants.
he can't afford the tattoos in real life, so he's just decking out his character.
Well, you won't regret the tattoos later.
Yeah. True.
Well, if you can fucking change them.
It's just crazy how everything, like, you can buy, like, I wanted to buy a hoodie. It's like 2,500 coins, and you don't get a lot of coins. Like, you maybe get, like, 400 or 500 for a win or something like that, and then a little more if you play good. So it's a lot of freaking grinding.
Yeah. That's another good thing I like about Nintendo. The DLC, but the microtransactions are fucking minimal.
Does Nintendo even do that? Like,
they started. Yeah, but they're not like it's not like fucking Call of Duty World War II, where it's like they've made a lobby centered around watching you other people open fucking loot boxes and gets you jealous, and then you buy more fucking loot boxes.
Which game does microtransactions for Nintendo? Does Smash do them? No,
Smash has DLC and like DLC characters, which I think was just fine.
You have to buy it in order to get some of the characters
These are added. Yeah, there's 72 characters in Smash. Okay. Right, 72 characters in Smash, and they're adding another, what, 10 will, or what, 5 or 10 or something?
I think it's like, the plan is like 10 throughout next year. The first one comes out in January.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're charging almost $10 per DLC pack, which I kind of understand. You're getting a new character, you're getting a new map, and then you're getting...
That's not bad.
You're getting
$10.
Yeah.
Everyone in this, like, talking today has spent $10 on something worse.
No, but, like, dude, the thing that sucks, though, is, like, you can either buy the fighter pack, which is $50, so you buy Smash right now for $80.
$80,
yeah.
The fighter's pack, which is the DLC season pass, right, is another $50.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, they're wanting you to spend, right off the bat, $80 plus $50, so $140 for characters that you're only going to get throughout next year.
Well, here's the problem, though, is that's what it's coming to nowadays, is they're making an extra buck on top of the original price of the game. If we didn't like it, then people stop buying it, right? But people keep buying it, so they're like, hey, it makes us money, let's keep pumping out shit to sell. It's just is what it is.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
Yeah.
No, but it's true. You buy it, I buy it. Well, I think Rodney's the only person here that doesn't shell out money on extras.
No.
But, like, we're both guilty of it too, Will.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone does. So it's because of people like us that this shit's a fucking thing now.
Like, I don't even pay for fucking, I don't even pay for fucking mobile games. Like, oh, it's not free? Ain't buying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't eat, like, man. Like, even last night, I was, like, playing NBA, and I was like, my character sucks. And then all of a sudden, I accidentally, like, I was looking at his attributes, and I was trying to, like, give him some. And all of a sudden, I clicked on the thing where it's like, what was it, 75,000 coin for $30. And I'm like, fucking right, so I'm doing that. It makes you guys better. It makes me have more fun. But it just, it sucks because it's like, yeah, they are nickeling diming us.
Yeah. You know, I don't have an issue with DLC, like I said, if the game gives you a lot of fucking content to start off with, you know?
Yeah. So, that's why I said, wait till you play, like, Assassin's Creed. Like, just get through the main story, and I still haven't even done that, and the first part of the expansion's already out.
Look at Breath of the Wild. I was going to bring this up in the video as well. Like, Breath of the Wild took me 100 hours to fucking fully explore the map, and then also another fucking 20 or 25 to, like, fully complete the game, other than the fucking Korok seeds. Those can fuck right off. And then they are like, hey, there's DLC available. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then it basically gave you this fucking fully complete game, and then the DLC, like, tied the best decorative fucking bow on the whole thing. It's like, there you go. Boom, we're out.
This is how we do a game.
Yeah, like, it was so fucking well delivered. I can't even put it into words.
See, now, how many DLC did Zelda have? It only had the one?
No, they had two. They had one that gave you the ability to expand the power of your Master Sword. And they gave you a couple more, like, cosmetic items in the world for you to find. So they didn't just fucking give them to you. You had to go out and actually find them.
See, they should do another Zelda DLC now. Like, they should, like, they've already got the world for it. They should just pop another one out.
They're already in development for the next one.
It's done now.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the thing, is Nintendo really never adds to their world once they've created this.
They want to keep the game the way it is, and then in fucking 15 years, they'll just remaster it, and you'll be like, oh, that game was fucking boss, and then you'll spend another $80 on the same game.
You'll spend $150 because you'll get the remastered, and then you'll get the original freaking statue, and then the cards, and then everything else along.
I think Nintendo's shtick is way better. Actually, just like fucking just raping
you with
nostalgia.
I think Sony's shtick is way better. I like Sony. I'm a diehard Sony PlayStation, Japanese anime character, like cloud loving guy.
And I'm the in between.
Mark, off topic, but yesterday we were talking about you and how you're a fucking anime character, basically. Will, you weren't there. This was after we went to Crew Park. It was me, Heather, Michelle, and Cody. We're standing there, and we're like, Mark's a fucking anime character. And then we're, like, trying to find out what character you look like, and Cody's like, Johnny Bravo. And we're like, holy fuck, Mark is Johnny Bravo.
I was watching Johnny Bravo the other day here, and I was talking to Brian about it, and I'm like, fuck, I love Johnny Bravo.
Man, that show is so inappropriate. Like, that show would not fucking fly nowadays. There's no way.
No, not. They were supposed to make a movie with The Rock.
Yeah. He's still attached to star in it, but he's got so many projects, and then I guess the script keeps getting, like, redone.
Yeah. If anyone listening to the podcast has not seen or heard of Johnny Bravo, it was a show in the 90s that was, like, featured this muscular ladies' man dude. And he, like, if you just go on YouTube and just watch an episode or watch, like, clips of it, it's just, like, the most, like, with the whole Me Too campaign right now, it's just completely
outrageous. Yeah. Like, the steps he went to try and get with women. Yeah.
Oh, who's that sexy demon in the mirror? Oh, wait, that's me.
There's an extremely hey, baby, you want to go on a date with an extremely handsome guy?
Oh, man. Oh,
I love it. Yeah, no, so conceited.
I mean, it's a funny show, but it would not fucking fly nowadays, no way.
No. I don't want to go off topic, but did you guys see now that there's surveys and stuff like that, people want Santa to be either female or neutral gendered?
I saw that. We need to bring back Johnny Bravo. Are,
fuck all y'all. Like, Santa is male. Mrs. Claus is female. Deal with it.
I'm sure Mrs. Claus runs the fucking joint 364 days a year, and Christmas is the one day a year.
Yeah, give Santa his one day.
Yeah, for fuck's sake.
One day Santa gets to leave the house and stop listening to Mrs. Bitch Claus, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's like Father's Day for fucking Santa, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't even think he gets a Father's Day because he's probably working.
Yeah. He's
got to check that list.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, Christmas is, what day is it? It's like, it's 8 days away now. That snuck up on us right
Christmas,
quick.
There's another thing I saw. This one actually made me laugh, but also really bad. Mole Santa, while he was doing his job, had a little girl sit on his lap, and he asked the girl what she wanted for Christmas, and she said she wanted her stepdad to stop harassing her or molesting her.
Yeah.
And the fucking Mole Santa and the elves beat the living shit out of the stepdad and got arrested.
What the fuck? Oh my god, that is some. Where is this?
I don't remember. I was like in a lockup last night while we were working, and
somewhere deep in the heart of America.
Yeah, I was just reading this, and I was like, wow, like this Santa is my hero.
Damn.
Like, this is like that Santa from Guardians or the Guardians movie with Alec or Adam Baldwin with like the tattoos and like the.
Okay, so I just opened Facebook and the first thing I see is RCMP, who's our police force in most of Canada. It says RCMP to launch food delivery service to compete with Uber Eats and DoorDash.
RCMP are gonna start delivering us food?
Man, that's fucking, that's a bad idea. Because they'd be like, here's your food. Hey, how old are you, sir? Are you drinking? Are you fucking 16? You're smoking a blunt? Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's your green Corolla outside, eh? And you blaze, eh? Oh, fuck. They're just looking for inside information on everybody that lives in your neighborhood. Like, yeah. Nah.
You know, man, they get to know Brian really well. He's all about that skip the dish.
I can't even imagine how much money he spends a year on skip the dish just to continue playing fucking Fortnite.
I know. I never skip the dish. I just usually go pick it up.
I haven't skipped very often, but it's usually when I'm at work or something and I can't really leave. I'll skip the dish.
You know what? It's like, I wouldn't take it. You won't even freaking buy a video. Like, you won't like support a developer in a video game. But you'll freaking skip the dish when seemingly you can go pick it up yourself. There's something wrong there.
Hey man, the delivery driver needs has to feed his family, so I'll give him $3 to give me my goddamn chicken sandwich.
Yeah, but the indie developer is the same way. You won't buy a little bit of content to support them?
Well, they're not indie developers. I'll support an indie developer all fucking day long. I won't support a fucking corporation with their shitty DLC. I don't think I've ever.
Okay, hold on. You won't stream and you won't like torrent movies, though.
No, I haven't torrented a movie in like at least 6 years.
So you're supporting big giant corporations.
I'm supporting Netflix. I'm supporting Netflix.
Hey! I got one.
He's being loyal to our industry.
Yeah,
I get it. But like, I'm just pointing it out.
He's like, if I pirate this, then I'm taking money out of someone else's pocket, just like myself.
Man, that's like the ultimate middle finger to our fucking industry. It's like you work on a show that's absolutely dog dick,
Dude,
I'm not paying
for it. Who cares? I'm sorry. I torrent everything. I have no qualms about like getting free stuff when I work my butt off.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the last time Mark will work in the film industry.
Yeah. You'll never work in this town again.
Well, you know, they don't know my last name.
Just look at our website.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Anyways, they can look at our YouTube page and they'll see our live stream and they'll be like, "Which one's
That's
Mark?
Fine.
Which one's Mark?" And then they won't know.
I'm sure people pay enough attention. They'll remember what I look like.
Yeah, it's the Johnny Bravo looking motherfucker. Anyways,
that might actually trick him.
Yeah.
Get me caught.
Yeah. anyways, back to games. So. I don't think there's anything getting released for the rest of the year, not mistaken.
But next year we have quite a few games, so let's see what games actually, like, we should redo this podcast again sometime after spring, and let's do another recap of what games came out after Christmas that are dog shit.
Yeah, and I think what we'll do next, on the next podcast, which we'll release, we're going to record it kind of early because it's Christmas and we don't want to fucking talk to each other.
What? Next Monday?
Yeah, next Monday I think we'll release it. But
what big games are slated to come out after
Christmas?
Well,
there's Anthem and stuff. I think Anthem's beta is going to get coming out soon and Will and I will play that and we'll stream it because it looks fucking phenomenal.
Did you see the new trailer? And they just released 2 days ago new gameplay on YouTube. You gotta check it out. There's like 20 minutes. Like,
I
there's
saw
a
the trailer.
Lot of story in this game.
Yeah, I saw the trailer, but I haven't seen
the new
gameplay.
I'll have to check it out for sure.
Yeah. Is it? You know what? Actually, the Game Awards, all three CEOs are on stage together, and they said they're gonna start playing more, or start doing more crossplay and working
together.
Yeah,
and Epic just released the software for crossplay for free to all developers.
Nice.
So. Because they have, you know, Fortnite has it, so they just released the software that incorporates it to anyone who wants it for free.
Well, I mean, yeah, like, fuck.
Wait, sorry, what? I heard a little bit. I didn't get that. There was some interference.
Okay, so Fortnite has crossplay now, right?
Yeah.
So
but they don't own the patent on it. Like.
No, but it's their software that makes it viable.
Crossplay. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that's a good one.
So they released the software to any developer that wants to have crossplay in their games for free right now.
Fuck, they're probably going to get a massive royalty from any developer that uses it. They're making even more money now.
Probably will, but
that's
they are
crazy.
Giving it away.
I didn't know that they're the only... Well, they're not the... Has anyone had crossplay prior before? Like, was the one before Fortnite?
They have, but like it's
sorry,
a lot of work.
Sorry, which one?
I'm not sure which one, but it's a lot of work to do crossplay. Like, it's a fuck ton of work. So I think what Epic has done is they've streamlined it. They basically just made a thing that it's like a plug and play type of thing. So
makes it very easy to do because when you think about it, each console is very, very different.
Yeah, even when you port
like,
games,
I can't think of any. Like, what's another like Sea of Thieves and.
Well,
Fortnite are the only two that are crossplay.
Well,
but Sea of Thieves was only crossplay with PC, which a lot of games are, like with Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Microsoft Xbox and PC would be pretty easy probably to crossplay that. Yeah.
But Fortnite, we're talking about Xbox, PS4, and the Switch, and PC.
And fuck.
Oh, and mobile. Don't forget mobile.
Yeah.
So like that software right there is some money.
Yeah. And Mark, even like porting games, like say they develop a game for the Xbox and then they need to port it to the PlayStation, like that's a lot of work too, to just reconfigure everything to work with the PlayStation from a game that was made for Xbox.
Yeah, for Xbox, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a fucking totally epic move by Epic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I really want to see how what happens there. So here we go, list of Q1 titles for 2019. The Resident Evil 2 remake.
Yes.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Garbage. Well, not garbage.
Whoa, Mark, fucking watch it.
Not garbage, Jesus. not garbage, but just not what I'm into.
Man, Brandon would trash.
I know. That's why I redact.
Okay. Anthem, like we talked about. Crackdown 3 finally. Metro Exodus. Devil May Cry 5.
There we go. That's better.
The Division 2.
There we go.
Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. Days Gone. And that looks like our list right there.
Well, there's three games on that list that I think could potentially knock 2019 or 2018 and 2019, whatever, out of the park. Devil May Cry 5, yep. Division 2, and what was the last one you said?
Sekiro?
No, Mark doesn't know what that is.
No, not Sekiro. There was another one, I can't remember.
Days Gone.
But Days Gone. Days Gone. This is going to be really good.
Yeah, the zombie one.
I think
another Sony exclusive that's been in development for a while. That one looks amazing.
Sony's just going to kill it again for another straight year. Just almost pushing Xbox to the cliff.
Yeah, because out of those titles I just read, Days Gone is a Sony exclusive. I think...
Is Devil May Cry? I think it
no,
is.
No, it's not.
It's not anymore?
No,
it Devil used May- to be.
No, it's always been multi-platform.
Really? Yeah. I thought. Huh.
Anthem's going to be multi-platform. Metro is. Crackdown is an exclusive
is Xbox.
To Xbox.
That one looks kind of fun.
I'm excited. Terry Crews, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Terry Crews. Yeah, he plays a cop, right?
No, he's the superhero.
Oh, the superhero. Okay.
An unrelated gaming note, Terry Crews is going to stream for 24 hours painting a painting over Christmas.
On Twitch?
I don't fucking know what platform, but yeah, he's. I read that on Facebook yesterday.
Huh. Well, I know what I'm doing for 24 hours.
Yeah, watching Terry Crews probably shirtless painting a picture.
Yeah, surprise, motherfucker.
you think there'll be any Old Spice involved?
Maybe.
Hopefully. Oh, shit. Holy shit, you're right. I totally forgot Terry Crews did those Old Spice commercials.
Yeah.
A buffalo's going to appear.
Yeah. He'll just come, like, walking out of, like, a little spring.
Yeah, just wearing, like shorts, like summer shorts.
I'm on a horse. All right, I think we should wrap this podcast up. But what I was saying before is in the next podcast, I think maybe we'll make that the last podcast of the year. I'm not really sure. We haven't really decided what we're doing for New Year's yet. Maybe we can even do a live show. Who knows?
I know what I'm doing for New Year's.
What's that?
Getting obliterated.
Obliterates.
Me and Will are going to stay at home.
We are, but I'm still gonna get absolutely hammered. Gonna have like a good amount of beer, some wine, some whiskey, play video games.
Maybe you can finally smash that that lady at the bar, the bartender.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Anyways. Last podcast we teased something or the video we were gonna do. So why don't we kind of share that a little bit. We'll give the basic idea. We haven't figured out the logistics yet, but...
Well, we've changed it a little bit. Do you want to do, like, the newer version that I was talking about?
Yeah, okay. We'll do the newer version. I think that's a good idea. Okay, so basically, we released that video with Brian and Thomas playing each other in COD Black Ops 3. And they ate jelly beans that tasted like fucking a hot piece of ass. And
killed two of our friends.
Yeah, and killed two of our friends. And so we're going to do something like that again. We're going to kind of do like a game show where we're going to play Smash. We're going to play tourney mode. And so we'll do however many people joins, probably like 16 or something like that. And I don't think we even have 16 friends, do we?
Well, we do.
Yeah, okay. Well, 16 friends that can play Smash.
Anyway. I'm going with 5 or 6.
Yeah, well, yeah. And it'll be all dudes because all the ladies will bow out.
No, I think the girls will turn out now that I've changed the idea. Before, we were going to do the losers of each round would have to drink a spicy drink. And
did everyone shut that down, Will? Did they tell you?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Pretty much. Oh, fuck yeah.
So, I fucking told you.
So, hey, I
fucking told you.
I know. So I had a great idea, and I brought it up to Rodney last night. And
this is great as your idea to make stupid drinks that everyone's going to drink and they're nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear this other great idea.
That is it, dude. We are going to do a shot roulette.
Yeah.
Shot roulette, eh? Oh, okay. You know what? With just like alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll make some
interesting
shots.
That's actually a very good idea, and people will be on board with, Will.
Exactly. Oh.
Yeah. Wow. So basically, we'll do a tournament mode in Smash Bros, and the loser moves on, and if the winner beats whoever, then they're out, and then the... And these shots aren't going to be very pretty. They're not going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, it's a fucking, you know.
There's going to be some good ones. You have to make it
Rodney's,
like...
Rodney's training real hard right now.
I'm going to throw in some absinthe.
I'm going to be fucking losing on purpose. Oh, shit, you guys beat me.
Yeah, and then you'll get fucking alien urine shot, and you won't fucking like it.
Alien urine? What? See? No, guys. It's alcohol.
Oh, fuck.
Shots.
I'm not doing shots of fucking tequila. That's boring, dude. You gotta do shots that no one knows what's coming.
No. There's gonna be good shots, there's gonna be bad shots, and then I'm gonna throw in the obliterator with some absinthe.
And it'll be a double shot. The loser has to do a double shot of some fucking horrendous shot.
Oh, God. I'm just gonna cut deals and slide and pay money to make sure Rodney loses and has to do a double shot of absinthe.
The only person
straight
I'm concerned
up,
about.
Or you're gonna see some freaking Welshing on the freaking agreement, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm the commentator, so I'm not even playing.
You're out, right? Nope, yeah. Nope. Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna play. Then
we're all playing. We'll commentate after.
Yeah, we'll swap out the commentating team as we play. But yeah, anyways, it'll be a lot of fun. We'll figure out the logistics and then we'll record it and then put it on. I kind of like I'm explaining it like it's that show from the 90s mixed with like Ultimate Beastmaster, except no one's fucking ripped and we're all playing.
This is you were not the host from Uh-Oh. I can't think of that guy's name, but you are not him. That guy is legend.
Yeah, it was good. That fucking show was the best thing about our childhood. Oh, I wanted to be on that show so fucking bad. Anyways. Either next podcast or the podcast after, we'll review 2018 and we'll play clips from our, I think it was our second episode. We're on episode 44 now. Of our predictions of 2018, and we'll kind of see how that all adds up. And it'll be a good time. If anyone wants to join us on that podcast, maybe shoot us an email at videogamesnowinfo@gmail.com, and you can be on the show, and we can hear your lovely opinions. And yeah, so we've had a couple on the show. We've had Paul, and we've had I'm forgetting his name. Bradley.
Bradley.
Yeah. Yep. Bradley.
Yeah. So we've had a couple. Mark's been recurring. Mark was a main host, and then he's like, "Nah, I'll be a standby. I'll be standby.
I'll
guy.
Be the color commentator."
Yeah. All right, guys. So thanks a lot for listening. We'll catch y'all on the next one. Bye bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.